KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boys' urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hi there, Izzy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, good. You seem somber today. Greg, how are you doing?
I just bashed my head in my car.
You bashed your head in your
car? I don't know. I was trying to gingerly get in my car because my head hurt, and I smashed my head into my spine. It's pretty cool. But guess what? Good news. I found out there's a water main or something burst under my house that's leaking thousands of gallons every day of water.
No way.
Yeah, so my bill is now $85 zillion or something. So,
it wasn't just a running toilet?
No. Turns out it was not just a running toilet.
Sounds like a landlord problem.
Yeah, sounds like they're coming out this week and then taking it off my rent or something.
Yep. They absolutely should.
Well, should. What do you mean? They're not getting it until... There's no way I'm paying for a busted pipe or whatever. It's underneath their house.
Totally agree. Oof. Rough. I just got my other half of my water bill. Remember my water was running for a month nonstop and I didn't know? Got the other half of it, $444.
Yeah.
Oh my
so that's
God.
That combined with my $250 means I am poor. And I need to not buy groceries.
That's exactly what
happened
to me.
Children.
I paid $250 last week. Like, oh, I haven't paid it in a while. Maybe that's why, you know? And then they were like, oh, yeah, now you owe us another $260. I'm like, that was like a week ago.
Yeah.
And then they were like, well, there's thousands of gallons. She's like, first of all, they didn't know anything. I'm like, you don't check this stuff and tell me anything? She's like, go out in the front of your house and check your meter. There's like
a meter. The things to dial.
Yeah. So I told her what's on the meter. She's like, oh, yeah, that's like 1,000 gallons a day. I'm like, so nobody says anything? They were gonna
supposed to send you a letter.
I'm saying they were going to let me rack it up and not do anything?
No, they send you a letter saying, hey, we're seeing that they're, it's in your mail, though.
Oh.
That's how they
they still use mail?
They send you this is how I missed it as well. They send you a letter in the mail saying, hey, we're detecting an abnormal amount of water being used. There's probably a leak, considering the fact that it's running nonstop. Mm. And then once you get that letter, a month later, it really screws you over. 45,000 gallons of water is how much I used so far in the month of September.
Yeah.
That's I feel horrible.
I don't.
I'm the reason Lake Mead is like 100 feet below the level it's
I like how that was your thought. My thought was like, somebody better pay for this.
Well, you're a renter, so you're going to have someone pay for it.
That's true.
For me, I'm paying for it. Sucks.
I hope it gets fixed soon, though, man, because then I get nervous about it, because then it's like, I don't know, whatever. It's annoying.
I understand.
You're going to have to turn the water off.
Don't turn the water off.
Someone said that if you fix it, though, they'll reimburse you and you don't have to worry about the money. I don't know.
Dude.
Some plumber guy told me that on the Facebook.
Seems like that is a landlord issue. Let him or her fix it.
I'm saying you own your house. So if you wanted to try to get the money back, I'm saying.
No, I've already talked to the water company.
They said no.
No, you get a one time, they'll cut it in half.
Oh.
If your water bill's in your name, you can only cut it in half once. So I think I'll do that this time. I didn't do it last time because I knew this bill was going to be higher than last. So I was like, I'll do it this time. So I think I could shave off $222.
Oh, well, good. Maybe they'll cut mine in half. And then I can tell the landlord it was full.
Oh, you're trying to get... Greg getting some cash.
That's my new hustle.
Back.
I'm going to go around breaking pipes.
breaking pipes. I'll fix it. Yeah, end up hiring a plumbing company. It's the mafia, essentially, is what
it's like your plumber.
The Feed with Izzy.
Something you guys will be excited about. Seinfeld is coming exclusively to Netflix in 2021. The deal is supposed to last 5 years, so the show should be available on there through 2026.
Okay.
Here's what's up. I know what you're going to say, Greg.
Yeah.
It's been on forever, but I've never seen every single episode. And I will sit there and I'll watch from episode one to the final one, and I'll finally be able to see Seinfeld.
I mean, this day and age, though, you could find it anywhere.
Yeah, you could download it. You could pay for it. You could do all this other stuff.
Well,
I don't want to do any of that. That's a lot of work. I just want it there, and I want to hit a button, and I want to watch it.
Yeah.
But now, 2021, I don't even know if I'll have Netflix then.
Yeah, you might have a whole new thing.
If I gotta wait that long. That's like next week.
No.
It's 2019. What are we doing? 2021.
Yeah. 2 years. The Raiders are already be a season in.
Yeah, could you imagine? What are you doing? Never mind. Not excited anymore.
Something to be excited about, I guess. Ozzy just finished his new solo record. It took him 4 months to record. No word on a release date.
Wow. There you go.
But he did say it's been 10 years, so I'm a bit out of touch. So he's not saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
That's a nice undersell.
Yeah.
But he's saying it's done.
Thank God Post Malone brought him into the forefront.
Yeah, right. I thought Ozzy was going to die here a couple months ago, so I'm happy he just finished it.
Yeah.
Boy, that man just keeps on.
It's amazing that he always sounds the same no matter what he looks like or acts like, you know.
Yeah, dude.
He looks all frail, sounds like he's good. About to just keel over, and then he comes out with this awesome sound.
You're like, oh, right. You're like, all right, I got it. When he came here with Sabbath, last time he played, he was supposed to play, but I think he canceled. That's when he got sick.
Uh-huh.
But the last time he was actually here, I went and saw him with Sabbath, and it was hilarious and awesome at the same time. Because he's still moving around, but he's, you know,
right.
He's got that Ozzy shuffle going. But he sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was sounds like when good. I went to see Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium a couple years ago, and Axl, he's got a belly on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to gallop across the stage.
Nice.
Because he couldn't run.
Nice.
Yeah. It was weird.
Axl Rose.
Yeah, like
I used to have the biggest crush on him when I was little, and then I saw him there, and I was like, oh.
Like, oh, is that Kathleen Turner?
Yeah, it was.
Kathleen Turner with cornrows.
It was something. Good news. Starting at midnight on September 30th, Wynn will be giving free valet for all visitors without limitation and without the need for validation. It'll be free at Encore, too, and self-parking will remain free at both locations.
It's becoming Vegas again.
Wow, they must have seen something along the... Because they made their parking free not too long ago just for everybody, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So they're like looking at their numbers like, eh, let's do something here.
Yeah, nobody's parking here.
Yeah.
No,
nobody wants to go north of the you know, regular part of the strip and park for $20.
So. Well, I'll tell you this: it sucks when you check out of a hotel and there's 19 different fees on there. I can only imagine then add parking onto it. You know?
Yeah.
Oh God,
that sucks.
Your hotel room. There should be a law passed. The price you see should be the price you pay.
Yes.
There should not be any of this hidden junk fees going around.
How is that, even the word hidden fee, how is that legal at all?
No, it shouldn't be legal.
Yeah.
There should absolutely be this resort fee. Now there's that stadium tax on there. Now they're, you know.
It used to be like.
Stupid.
Advertising used to be a thing that was like highly regulated. I remember when I was a kid, they had that used cars movie with Kurt Russell. Mm-hmm. The entire movie was based on the fact that you had to. They were trying to get each other for advertising fraud or whatever. Now it's like, you can say whatever you want, do whatever you want.
Drives me nuts, too, when you're at the car dealership and you're like, what am I paying walking out of here? That's all I want to know. What am I paying leaving the room?
Right.
And it's not the number on the window. And they know it's not going to be the number on the window.
Of course
and
not.
You know it's not the number on the window. It's just, oh, my God. It sucks. I'm done with this haggling thing. I'm all about the Europe price. You know, they include tax in Europe in the price.
That's nice.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about the tax. How much am I paying? How much money are you taking out of my pocket? Just tell me. I just want to know.
Yep.
So I can help afford things. And these hidden, ridiculous, dumb stuff. All right, well, thank you, Izzy. Appreciate it. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Oh, something's up.
I don't want to talk about it on the air.
Do you want a hot tea?
No.
I almost said something horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah. Not bad, like mean, but like, never mind.
Don't talk about it, Greg.
No, I don't know anything what's going on with her.
No, I don't know what's going on with her either.
Is he?
I'm worried. I could tell. I could tell. There's an aura about her. Her spirit is low. I can feel it.
Is he? How's your spirit over there? Is he?
Do you want a drink?
No.
Want some alcohol?
I got a bottle of Crown the size of Mateo's BMW at the house.
About it, so let's just move on.
All right. Okay. Just worried about you. Now I'm concerned.
Me too.
876-3692 is the phone number. You can always text in BS and your message. 69187. Golly. We got some giveaways to give you, including those Monster Jam tickets. And I remember last time Monster Jam was in town, it sold out. And they were like, well, we'll be back in October. And wouldn't you know, we all survived till October. So
I almost didn't survive.
Greg almost died this morning.
No, then at the Monster Jam.
Oh, at Monster Jam?
Yeah, I was trying to get water from a tent over there, and we started this big argument with them because they wouldn't give us water.
Was it hot?
Was dude, it, like, summer? It was like 150.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's going to be beautiful out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't wait. October?
Yeah.
Dude, high today, 87 degrees. Are you kidding me right now? I'm in.
It's
going
to be nice.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous. All right, get a hold of us because we have a lot to discuss. First, we have to name Greg and Stephen's Area 51 trip. I am so excited for this.
Well, we actually have to. I don't even know. We have something. That's turned into something. Let's put it that way.
It's turning into something.
It's turning into something. This might change.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
All right. We'll find out what Greg's talking about. That's turning into something.
Might have a scoop on something. And the actual scooper himself.
We got a scoop from the scooper?
I think so.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, we'll try to find out what Greg and Steven have to do while they are aimlessly walking around. What do you mean?
I just want to talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody?
You'll see. Something's going on with this whole thing.
Yeah, at Area 51, they're planning to rush the fence.
But we got
whatever.
An inside, bro. There's some drama going on with this.
there
really is, dude. I'm telling you. You're gonna be like, what?
Okay. I don't know what Greg's talking about, but apparently we have inside drama on the Area 51 bum rush that's supposed to be happening here.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out what the hell's going on. Plus, we got to have you name the trip of Stephen and Greg going to crash Area 51. I love this. All right, get all of us. It should be a fun show. We'll hit you with Foo Fighters next.
Like us, then like us at BS Morning Show.
Just cough like an old man. Did you hear that? It was all like.
That's how when I bend over to tie my shoe or do anything, that's what it sounds like.
You exhale like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have that. Don't we have a recording of Greg doing that?
Yeah,
there it is. Yeah, that's right. All right, you guys ready not to agree with something? Oh, I feel like you're not going to agree with this. 19% of Americans are considered upper class. You think that's already a bunch of bull or what?
Yeah.
Okay, so already you're not on board with this. Greg,
what do they mean? My money?
Yeah. We're talking about all income here.
I'll say yes, only because of the disparity.
Okay, so 19% of Americans are considered upper class. Here's what they're saying.
So then you think 81% are lower class?
I would think 81% are way poorer in comparison because of the gap. So that means there would be more rich people than normal. You know
well, they
mean?
Didn't. They didn't look at it like that.
Oh.
This is how they looked at it. So they took the median income, and the median is literally the middle number. That's what median means.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the median income of what they would consider upper class. And how do they describe upper class? They literally took the double of the national median. So they took the middle number of everybody and then doubled it. And they said, that must be upper class if they're making twice as much as what the average person is making. That turned out to be $187,000 a year. Would you consider $187,000 as a income upper class?
Depending on where you live.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the city you live in.
They didn't bring that into effect.
I mean, compared to me, then yeah.
$187,000.
Right, yeah, if we made that here, we'd be, you know.
False, because they went even deeper. This is according to Pew Research Center as well, which is a legit.
Well, they got me by like tenfold.
Well, here's what they got. They said a household of one. That's you, Izzy. That's you, Greg.
Well, it was.
Household of one, if you're making $78,000 a year, you're upper class.
No.
That's what they said.
No.
Okay.
Because
well,
it costs.
That's stupid.
You can make less money, but still live a more extravagant lifestyle when you only have to support one person. If you have a household.
That's ridiculous. You have one income.
Though. Household of three is 100. I would be, I guess, a household of four now. $156,000 would be upper class.
That's way below what you get.
I don't know what you're talking about, Craig. I'm rolling it over here. Just raking in the cash. My point is I agree with you guys. I think this sounds astronomically low for upper class. Like, I'm sorry. If you're one person, you're making $78,000 a year. Don't get me wrong. That's a lot of money for one person. That's a great salary. But that's, you're looking at like an engineer,
yeah,
right?
Upper I mean, class you're looking to at like me an means six digits.
Salary. Yeah.
I would. I mean,
easy.
I don't even think upper class, six digits means upper class.
Well, even so.
I mean, I would think it has to be even more than that for upper class.
I made more than that fixing air conditioners.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, wow, you can have a great job.
Yeah, I swear.
Dude, plumbers make a bunch of money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Can,
like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you're making bank, you're making bank.
I'm not saying it's a bad job. I'm just saying you would think like any common person can make that money. You know,
sure. It, yeah.
You don't have to be like a...
Yes, air conditioning and plumbing guy rolls up in a Bentley to fix your air conditioner.
Right.
You're like, wait a minute. I'm in the wrong game here. Yeah, dude, I read this and I was like, this doesn't seem right. Upper class. But I guess if they're doing just by the numbers, what it means to me is that, Jesus Christ, how low is the middle wage in America?
Right.
You know what I mean? That doesn't seem, because if that's what's considered middle class, literally middle class,
well, it's even
and they're
less
doubling than, it seems like, oh man, we got ways to go here.
It's even less than you think, because if they're taking a median, they're including all the guys that have billions.
Yes.
You know?
Correct. Well, they're also making, they said the lower income, the average was $25,000.
Yeah.
$624. So if you make about 26, we'll say $26,000 a year, you're poor.
Mm-hmm.
You're known as lower class.
Yeah, that's fair.
And then the median of the middle class was 78,000. So there you go. But that's household. That's a household. But remember, you can afford more if you're just by yourself.
Right.
You know, because you're just spending it on you rather than everybody else.
My first radio salary was 28.
Mine was 24.
Was it really?
Yes. And
oh,
I had to negotiate that.
Oh, my God.
I had to
God.
Argue.
I'm not even going to tell you. I just came for fun.
Well, there you have it. There you go. You started as a guest here on the show.
Yeah, right? They just slowly started giving him paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones here. 876-3692 if you want to. If you feel like weighing in on it.
The very being that personifies this very energy is with us right now. Steve.
Yo, Steve.
So, I feel like this survey is way skewed because I know, like, in San Francisco and San Jose, making six figures doesn't even make you,
right,
like, middle class. It makes you just barely above poverty.
Yeah.
Like, San Francisco released a number that said if you make, like, less than almost $30,000 a year, you're poor there.
Yeah.
And that's still six figures.
Right.
That still says you're poor.
Yeah. You got to make a lot to live in Manhattan, too, or one of those places. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't think this survey was all that well put together.
Agreed. I can see exactly what you're saying. I think it just comes down to they're just taking the national median. So they're taking into effect how much people make everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're living in the middle of Kansas, obviously you don't need to make as much money as you do in San Francisco or Manhattan. But that's all taken into effect when you take the national median of it. So, I mean, you've got Jeff Bezos in here, richest man on the planet, and then you have, you know, probably the person working at a fast food joint, you know? So you got the, when you have that much disparity, you're going to have, I would think, some inaccuracies depending on where you live. But
it's just like
nobody, thank you, appreciate the call, Steve. Nobody thinks that they're, I wonder what it takes for you to feel like you're in the upper class. How much money do you have to make? Even if you made $200,000 a year, would you feel like you're in the upper class?
Yeah.
You would feel like you're an upper
income
household?
I would feel like, wow, I'm doing pretty well.
No, you're doing pretty well, but are you rich? Are you feeling like you're a rich
guy?
Rich,
yes. Rich, yes. Rich really? To me is no stress. 100%. No stress to me is rich.
And no stress about money.
Right. If I was making that much money, I would never worry about money.
Yeah. I would actually have a savings account.
Right.
But, you know.
Oh, I have one. Constantly it just sits there.
Mine's always drained, man. Every time I get it to the point that I'm like, yes, then my car, something happens with my dog. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a water bus under my house.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if I didn't have to worry about that kind of stuff, then I think I would feel like I was doing pretty damn well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
So it's just living comfortably.
Yes.
Do you not feel that way?
What? That I'm living comfortably?
No, like if you were making $200,000, you wouldn't feel rich.
No,
well, you
I don't
also
think
have
so.
A big family, though.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't think I could make $300,000 a year, and I don't think I would feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, I'd always still be nervous, something would take my money away.
That's exactly
but
how I'd feel.
I'd feel a lot more comfortable than I do now.
Yeah.
Well, you're assuming you're continuing to make the money, right? I mean, you're not going to.
Yeah.
Okay. If I knew my job was secure and I was making that much money, I would feel fine.
Dude, I would need millions, and I'm with an S at the end of that, to feel like, okay.
Yeah,
I can breathe a little bit now.
That's you've been brainwashed by Ray Dalio.
Yeah, why are you freaking out about this?
Man.
Aren't you the investor?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And you don't think I sit there and I sweat about it?
Yeah, but we're talking. We're assuming you're keeping the job, so you always have the money.
No, of course you're keeping the job, but that's not always guaranteed that you're going to keep a job.
Well, that was the whole thing I said.
I know.
You just said you're guaranteed to keep the job.
But we're keeping the job right now.
No,
we're still sweating about
guaranteed?
Money.
Guaranteed. I'm saying, in this scenario you're presenting...
Not after this break.
Yeah, that's true. If you
this
have
is
an
the
opening
last time.
Yeah, air conditioning and plumbing.
If you need someone to drive your Bentley, I'll be available by 8 o'clock this morning.
BS in the morning.
It's just fun to wake up to them.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
I'm George Takei, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Oh, my.
See that the dude who worked at MIT that, you know, MIT, like, was, got money from Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein donated cash to MIT and everything.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
They accepted it, and, MIT was underneath, you know, all kinds of scrutiny. And this guy, he's a computer scientist. He started weighing in on child trafficking and this whole thing. And oh, boy. And it's like, dude, just don't say anything, man.
Right.
Keep your mouth shut. What are you doing? So, but he wrote it in an email, of course, because he's a computer scientist. He probably can't talk to anybody. Everything's got to be on the record. He basically said, this whole thing's been mischaracterized and a misunderstanding. People are now jumping on him saying, dude, what are you doing? You know
what
I mean?
Of course they're jumping on him. Why wouldn't they?
No. But also, I mean, this guy, he said some things that are not very, you know. He said, essentially what he said was that the most plausible scenario from Jeffrey Epstein is that one of the underage victims entered willingly into the relationship.
Okay.
That's what he said.
I
was
don't
the most
agree with him.
You think that's like, why say it?
No,
don't say
it. I
anything.
Totally agree. I'm just saying though, like you can't say anything and you know, you give your opinion these days and a mob comes after you no matter what. So
he's now resigning from MIT.
Exactly. That's my
this
point.
Guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah. He lost his job because he gave an opinion.
Yes. Yes. But is this the guy, I feel like you're a computer scientist from MIT, is this the guy you want to piss off? Is this the guy, you look at the guy and you're like, oh boy, this guy's creating a super virus, he's going to attack everyone who's in spite of him, you know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of guy I feel like is creating...
It's going to be like Dr. Octo, whatever.
Dude, yes, dude, look, first of all, look at the guy. You know this dude hasn't seen daylight in 37 years.
Looks like Trump's doctor. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he does look like.
Oh,
this is not the guy.
I was picturing someone different.
No, he's an MIT computer scientist. This guy's going to write a code that's going to release all the nuclear weapons at once, you know, because he can't communicate with the world properly.
That's my point, though. This guy probably has a hard time communicating as it is. He gave an opinion. And now that means he's a bad science teacher or whatever, or a computer. I don't understand.
Dude, I don't think, first of all, I disagree with you. I don't think a lot of these underage girls entered willingly into the relationship.
No, that me. Is I didn't 100% say that. Victim blame.
No, but you said you don't disagree with them.
No, I didn't. I said I disagree. I didn't say I don't disagree.
Ah, I thought you said, well, I mean, I said it's plausible. You're like, well, I mean, it's
no,
plausible.
I didn't. I said I disagree with him.
Okay.
But he's going to get fired for giving an opinion is what I said.
My point is,
I don't
think
everybody that disagrees with me should be fired. That's what I said.
Well,
I didn't say I agree with
I
him.
I think anyone who agrees with you should be fired.
That's fine. Well, then you agree with him because I disagree with
oh,
him.
Oh, no, I don't agree with him. I don't agree with this guy.
I'll tell people I said I agreed with
I
him.
I thought that's what you said.
Dumb, dumb.
I'm not dumb, dumb.
All right.
We'll replay the
you
tape.
You dumb, dumb. Yeah, replay it because I said I disagree with him.
I can't do it.
I said I don't agree with him is what I said.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you clarified.
Thank you.
However, that's a weird take, and I think when
yeah,
it comes
it
to giving an opinion, dude, if you, it depends, I do, here's the thing. If you're in a job where your job is to give opinions, then give opinions. If you're in a job where it's like teach and be a teacher.
Fine.
Why weigh in on this kind of stuff?
I get it, but well, you shouldn't be fired for your opinion.
I agree with you on that. However, it does talk about the kind of person you are. If you came out and you're like, Nazis are great, you know what I mean? Then obviously you're going to be judged accordingly, and then your company's probably going to be like, what?
Well, that's the thing. I think that MIT, when they saw that, they were probably like, ooh.
Yeah.
We're not trying to be in any way brought into the spotlight for this, you know?
Yeah, we're
so
MIT.
Let's, you know,
yeah,
clean right. our hands of this situation and get rid of this guy so people don't think we all think, you know what I mean, that Epstein was a good guy.
Yes.
But there's people working everywhere that have weird opinions about lots of stuff. You're going to fire everybody that has an opinion that, you know, the company doesn't agree with? Like, I don't.
No, I get it. But at the same time, I feel like it's got to be a case-by-case scenario.
Yeah, if that you were the case, everyone here would be fired.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, in this building.
But it can't be a blanket statement for what company you work for or what industry you work for. You can't, I mean, if a guy's going around, he literally was arguing the definition of rape when it comes to the victims of Jeffrey Epstein.
That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But his job is to teach math, right?
Computer science.
Computer
yeah.
science. So mm-hmm. I don't understand. Okay, the guy's an idiot in that way. What does that have to do with his job? Don't hang out with him then. I'm not going to have pizza with the guy. I think he's a weirdo.
Yeah, I don't think you should have pizza.
Yeah, but again, his comments are coming in. I mean, they're going viral. So that makes MIT look bad.
I get it.
And that's why, you know, MIT, that's a big, huge, that's a very prestigious school.
I get it.
They don't want to have anything to do with that. And I don't think it was the wrong decision. I think this dude is a douchebag. He may be smart, but they can always replace him.
Yeah, but so it's illegal to be a douchebag now? You can't work? I don't understand.
No, again, but that's a blanket statement.
But my point is, okay, this went viral, statements. Though. If all of our opinions and all of our inner thoughts went viral, we'd all be fired.
That's why they're called inner thoughts.
Okay, so we said one.
Conduct yourself in a
right,
manner.
Well, then that's, yeah,
but
okay.
Again,
so
I think
you're silencing
it,
people.
Though. No, but, I think some people should
okay,
know when
well,
to have some decorum.
So you think people should be silenced?
This
fine.
Guy should have known better.
I don't think
if
people.
If you're a teacher at MIT, you're not an idiot.
I think people should silence themselves. I think people should have a little bit of, modicum of a filter. And just because you have the right to say something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Okay, it also doesn't mean you should be fired.
I think it depends on what you say.
Nah.
Why couldn't if it's a company or a school and you say something absurd just because it's your First Amendment right to do so? It's also the company's
first. About the First Amendment.
But
saying,
you're saying it's their right. You're saying it's their right. You can't give an opinion now. But they are legally allowed to give their opinion. But also the company or the school is legally allowed to remove them.
They shouldn't
for said
be able
opinion.
To.
Why?
In my opinion.
But if someone comes out, if you hire someone and someone comes out with some insane.
Nothing to do with his job. That's why. If you did something bad, like,
but it is
he
part
sucked
of their
at
job.
Computer science, then yeah, I would say he should be fired.
But it is part. Of course, it's part of their job. Looking like if you're sitting there and you are a representative
right.
of that school, it is
okay,
part of
you
your
can
job.
You say that about anybody at any job.
That's what you are.
Okay,
yeah, of course.
Fine. I don't agree. So it's fine.
Other radio personalities have been fired for saying.
Yeah, I think
you know.
It's ridiculous. I don't agree with it. So that's just my opinion.
I think that if I'm driving the comp vehicle and I'm driving like a complete a-hole and I'm cutting people off and I'm yelling at people.
You're breaking the law.
If I'm not even breaking the law, if I'm flicking people off in the comp vehicle, I'm representing the station poorly.
Yeah.
And they let me go because I was a complete a-hole for no reason and it's leaving a mark on the station and how it looks, then yeah.
Okay, I don't think that's the same thing, but okay.
But how is it not?
He's not driving around flipping people off. He just gave an opinion about something.
I think what he did would be worse.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a worse opinion.
All right. Well, I don't agree. I think thought police is bad. That's my opinion.
I think MIT made the right decision.
All right.
I think better I think of them now.
I think thought police is very bad, and I think MIT made the right decision. I guess I'm right down the line. However, I do feel like this guy is now going to hack a power grid and shut down the life support system for everybody's parents on MIT's, you know, staff.
And rightfully so. No, just kidding.
The Feed with Izzy.
The Cirque du Soleil show opened up at the Bellagio 21 years ago. They just completed their 10,000th performance there at 3:30 p.m. on September 28th and 29th and October 12th and 13th. Cast members are going to perform in the Bellagio fountains.
Oh.
That'd be cool.
Is that the water one?
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious if it wasn't and they're back in the fountains.
Yeah, right? I actually like the water shows for Cirque du Soleil. They do a really good job.
Never seen one. Never seen a Cirque du Soleil show.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
I can recommend good ones. I mean, they're all good, but I prefer the one where the stage is in the middle of the entire thing.
Yeah. Costs a lot, right?
Yeah, but you can usually get Groupons.
It's like a couple hundred for the ticket and like $100 for the shrooms.
Yeah, I would recommend taking hallucinogens at those shows.
I would go for no dollars. Like if I scored a free ticket from someone, I'd go.
Good luck.
Yeah, it hasn't happened.
You can at least see them at the Bellagio fountains. That'll be cool.
There you go. I'm not going down, but to the strip, that is.
Wow, you get free parking.
Doesn't matter. I got to deal with all those people and everything. I'm good. I got it. They do flips. They do holds and grabs, and they're in spandex, and I see them. They're flipping. Hey, they're wonderful. They're talented. I can't bend that way.
Yeah. Walmart is giving away $30 gift cards in exchange for used car seats. You can trade in up to two car seats. They're doing this through the end of the month.
What are they doing with the car seats?
They're just trying to keep them out of... They don't want them to go to landfills, so they're just keeping them.
What are they doing?
No, they're not keeping them. They're getting rid of them. What are they... What? Walmart's hoarding a bunch of used car seats?
We want to go to a Walmart landfill.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Do they fix them? I don't know.
No, they probably just don't want them.
Didn't say in the article.
Yeah. They probably are like, give us your old broken car seat so your kids aren't dying in a fender bender or something.
Isn't a car seat
worth
more
than 30
bucks? So you're
getting paid $30 to throw something out?
Essentially.
They'd at least recycle them.
Well, maybe they do recycle them. I don't know. That was my question to you.
It didn't say in the article.
Okay.
It didn't say anything.
Yeah, why would they want...
They turn them into plastic straws.
It just said they're working with this little company called TerraCycle to keep them out of landfills.
Oh, good.
But it didn't say what they're doing with them.
Well, they're not keeping them. Guarantee that. What does Walmart want with them? Maybe they get money if they recycle them or something.
And they only give you $30.
They give you $30 and they get $50 from
that is something Walmart would do. Yeah,
they should just give them out at the register when they leave because I'm sure that there's people that need them.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to give away if a car seat's used. You're not allowed to.
Like, that makes sense, right?
Donation places won't accept them.
I
guess you could get them on Craigslist or whatever. You know what I mean? Facebook Marketplace or something. But yeah, you cannot buy any secondhand car seats. Car seats always must be brand new.
Use a seatbelt like a man.
These infants.
Yeah.
Always these just half assed.
Millennial infants.
The millennial. Millennials.
Generation Z.
Yeah, don't you have to be in a car seat till you're like 8 years old or something ridiculous?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
8 years old is old.
Yeah. It's a booster. You got to get a booster.
That's ridiculous,
booster
though.
Yeah, they have their own cell phones, but they have to sit on a booster seat.
You
got
to be 6'2 to get out of the car seat now, too. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It keeps going up every year.
Yeah, and guess what? Kids are living longer. They're not dying in car accidents as much. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, I don't think
that's
true.
From you have neglected parents.
Yeah.
Or not neglected. The kids are neglected.
You should have to put one of those NASCAR things over them now until they're 13.
Fine by me.
Of course.
Just throw a helmet on these kids. Let them live.
Everything should be safe.
Yeah. Safer. Why not? You have a bunch of people.
Just cover all the cars in rubber.
Yes. Too many people are dying in car accidents anyway, man.
Yeah.
Cars are getting safer, as they should. Yeah. Too many people are dying in car accidents.
Don't seem to be working.
It's rough. Yeah, things are way safer now than they were even 10 years ago. Even when you were a kid.
There's more accidents and deaths now than there used to be.
What? No.
Yeah, it's way down, but still.
Way down.
We just hear about them more.
No.
Yeah, because everything's a video now.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, cars they've never been safer. car seats have never been safer. The more times you implement seatbelt laws and booster seat laws and car seat laws, people are living longer. Your insurance rates are cheaper now.
No.
No, that's because of the city you live in and lawyers. But nationally, insurance rates have gone down because people are dying less and getting injured less. But in this town,
surprising, because I get a Toyota recall for my car like every other month.
Yeah, why do you think there's a recall? Because they are making it mandatory to fix to become safer.
Yeah, but they did it wrong in the first place, so cars aren't safer.
Yes, they are. You're getting a recall because it's got to become safe. They make you fix it.
Because it's not safe right now.
Back in the day, they didn't make them fix it.
The standards for safety have gone up, so they're making the recalls.
Yeah, but still, can't they just make the car
the
way
point.
It's supposed to be made?
But they're saying when it was made, they didn't have that regulation.
Correct. Isn't that good that you're getting a recall notice? Isn't that wonderful? Because back in the day, they wouldn't have fixed it. They would have been like, well, they'll just die, and then the people who buy the new one won't. That's why you're getting a recall. Recalls, although very annoying.
Yes.
And inefficient.
Yes.
Are saving your life. And you don't have to pay for it. Thank you, laws put in place by people that want to see me live longer so I don't die in a worthless car accident.
I think kids are going to protest eventually.
Yeah, they're going to be vaping.
They're going to be burning their car seats like they did bras back in the 60s.
Yeah, dude. Car seats, don't get me wrong, car seats are so expensive, dude.
Yeah,
I believe that anything with kids is expensive.
Anything that's mandatory is expensive. You know why? Because they know you have no choice.
That's not true. I mean, you could buy cheap car seats, but then when you're there, you feel like a guilty parent. You're like, am I buying?
Who cares? Your kid's not asking you how much you spent on it.
Yeah, but you as a parent go,
is this one safer because it's more expensive?
Yeah. Then you go, you know, I care about my kid. Should I? I don't want to.
Dude, you have two kids. Just put one kid in front of the other kid.
Right. Really, though?
Which one do I put in front of the other one, though?
The small one.
Yeah, the small one.
Small one's more of a cushion at this point, but the big one's more mass, so it can really slow down.
Just get one car
then
seat.
Just duct
small
tape
one. Put the other one behind it.
To it, and then there's no movement.
There you go.
No. Luckily.
Say thank you, Greg and Izzy, for saving you money.
Right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
By the way, every time my son sees a car, a BMW, he goes, BMW Greg. BMW Greg.
Driving
by.
Yeah.
He equates all Beamers with you.
Wow.
As he should.
Yeah. He sees a total Toyota. He's like, Izzy, Izzy. I try to tell him, I'm like, Izzy's car is only half total.
It's not.
Only half of the car is damaged and should be replaced.
He sees a guardrail.
I'm a good person. I don't know why you make fun of me.
You don't know. You don't have to take your car in for a recall because it has the guardrail still attached to it. So it's constantly has its own little car seat.
Wow. When they sold her car, the guardrails were fine to run over.
It wasn't a guardrail.
Yeah, it's before they recalled. They recalled all the guardrails.
Ex post facto.
It wasn't a guardrail. If you're going to make fun of it, at least get it right.
Ex rail fest.
BS in the morning. On Top 92.3, The Rock Station. BS in the morning. Uno, dos, tres, go f*** yourself.
Greg and Steven, the cleaning guy, are going to Area 51 Friday night. Remember that Facebook group that said, hey, they can't stop all of us, storm Area 51?
What was it? September 20th.
Was it 3 million people? Something like that said attending.
Let's hope so.
Dude, there's no way 3 million people are attending. There's no way a third of 3 million people. There's no way 10% are attending.
No.
No.
I think a lot of people will be there just out of curiosity.
Yeah, what's 10%? 20,000?
No, 30.
Of what? Oh, 3 million. Okay, yeah.
Sure.
I think 30,000.
Why not?
I think there'd be a lot of people down there.
I think so, too.
I'd see at least 10,000 people show up.
I don't think so. I think there's going to be 7 people there.
No, way. It's too much popularity,
so.
Dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like all around the world, you know?
Even if like 2 people from each city go, that's a lot of people.
He's right.
I mean, seriously.
I don't think so. I don't think this is going to happen. But either way, you're going, which is great. And you're going to be the person of I would say, decorum, integrity, representing the media. You're there.
Somebody has
on site. And you're going
to
tell us what you see and what you hear.
Yeah.
And that is what's important. that we have somebody we can trust going.
Right.
And not just you, Greg. Stephen the cleaning guy.
That's correct.
He's going with you. Wow. I cannot wait for this. What do we call this trip? This little half impromptu Greg and Stephen go to Area 51 for the Facebook group meetup. What are we going to name this adventure? 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message 69187. I'm trying to think of some. I honestly haven't even thought of any yet. I have to think of a couple. But is Stephen wearing his suit?
Well, I don't want to give it away. I have an idea.
You have an idea of what you want to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so you already have a plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever done anything like this, Greg?
Similar.
What?
Not with a janitor. What? I mean, not with Stephen. You know.
Not with a janitor.
Like, I mean, I've done things where you show up places and, you know, do weird stuff, but I've never.
Nice. By the way, 10% of 3 million is 300,000.
Wow, you were wrong.
So 1% would be 30,000.
Yeah, I think 1% will be there.
I don't even think 1% is showing up.
I think so.
I can't.
Yeah.
Can't imagine anybody showing up to this.
All right. I think you're not, you know what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, no one's driving 2.5 hours to the desert.
It's going to be.
To go to something that's half organized.
It's going
to
be packed.
They don't know. Here. Dude, what is anybody doing?
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Bathrooms? If you listen, it's going to be packed. They're going to be selling gourmet popcorn and funnel cake and all kinds of crap.
Oh, you think those people are going to come out?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure people will have shirts and, you know, they'll make stuff like
that. It's going to be like a carnival down there.
Yeah, I'll try to
make
money.
So you think that they're going to sell glow sticks and whatever?
Yes.
I'm
kind of
jealous now.
There's going to be a little roller coaster for kids.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Where are they setting it up? They're not setting up anything. It's in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, it's a desert. There's plenty of room. Right.
Is there power?
They can figure it out.
Running off all
how
generators?
Burning Man has a zillion people there.
Yeah, but Burning Man has been happening year after year after year.
The first year of Burning Man, I guarantee, had more than 1,000 people there.
Isn't it all like barter system too? Burning Man?
So yeah, you trade everything.
Yeah, you're trade. There's not even money. Burning Man, you're like, hey, man, I'll give you this bottle of water for that.
Well, you don't trade money because you spend all your money just to get a ticket to go.
MDMA, whatever. But what I'm saying is because there's no facilities there, so everyone has to barter.
Dude, if somebody wants to give me MDMA at Area 51, I'm going anyway.
Yeah. Why so serious?
Hey, Joker.
Good morning.
Hey, man, what do you think? This alien raid or whatever.
Steve and Greg's trip to Uranus.
Okay. All right. I'm writing it down. Steve and Greg's trip to Uranus. That's the first option. Thank you very much, Joker. Appreciate it. 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message 69187. Let's break here. Let's think of a couple. We'll throw out some examples. We'll come back. We'll grab your phone calls. And then, we'll, of course, we're going to name this son of a bitch.
In the morning, bow to the fifth man.
We're asking you, the fifth man, to call in right now and come up with a name for Greg and Steven's trip to Area 51 that's happening Friday night, apparently. 3+ million people have now said, hey, we're going to storm Area 51. I'm saying 4 people will show up. 2 of them will be Greg and Steve.
It's a Greg, party to me.
You're saying 1%. 30,000 people.
There's going to be at least... I said the minimum, there'll be 10,000 people there.
10,000 people.
And they'll turn it into a capitalist carnival, and there'll be people selling things all over the place.
Okay, I guess we'll find out what happens. I'm excited. If there's 10,000 people there, I'll be blown away, dude.
I almost want it to be less people. Because the more people that's going to be there, it's going to be like one of those environments where it's like a circus music in the background.
Sure.
You know,
sure. So. All right. Well, it's going to be interesting nonetheless. We need to name this trip. 876-3692. I will butcher that number apparently every single time. You can always text in BS and your message 69187. If you have a name, we're going to write it down and then we're going to go to you, the fifth man, to vote for it. So far, we have on the text line, we got a couple of them. You want to know what they are?
Sure.
We have Roman for a Probin. It's pretty good. I enjoy it.
What is it?
Roman for a Probin.
Yeah, it's dumb.
probe me.
We have...
That's good.
Four extraterrestrial adventures. I like that one.
I didn't get it.
I don't either.
It's a fat joke. Four extraterrestrial adventures.
Four X.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I get it. That's funny.
Yeah, it's really good. We have dorks up in your bum rush.
Okay, that's dumb.
We have, I'm just reading this off the text line.
All right. I
know, we're not judging you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we already don't like you.
I'm supposed to tell him.
Sorry.
All the rest of them are horrible. They all involve probing. Do you guys have any?
I've got some.
What do you got?
Since I'm guessing, well, Steven will be in his rubber suit, but I'm guessing he hopes that he'll get some lovin'. Instead of the X-Files, the Sex Files.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Instead of Wrong Turn, Wrong Saturn.
That's pretty fun.
Instead of Get It In, Get It Reptilian In.
Okay.
And instead of Road Trip, Probe Trip.
Oh, Probe Trip is pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
I'm writing that one
down.
You don't
like Get It Reptilian?
No.
I don't even get that one.
No.
You know, Get It In, but it's Reptilian.
Yeah, but why are we getting it in? I thought we were just... All right, whatever.
Because I figured Steven would try to...
Oh, okay.
You know, get with someone. He's in a suit.
Sure.
Close Encounters of the Fat Kind just came in.
I feel like we got to lay back on the fat joke.
Well, I mean, if they're funny, it's fine, but it's like, you know.
It's the rules of the law, man. Funny, it's fine. Let's go to the fifth man.
I'm not going
to
get him fired, though.
We go to the fifth man.
That's right, yeah. You're not going to get him fired for anything. Let's go to...
Daniel, look in it. Can you look? What is it? It's a garbage truck. Daniel!
Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys.
What you got, buddy?
How about Close Encounters of the Heaviest Kind?
Close Encounters of the Heaviest Kind. All right, I'll write it down. Thank you.
All right.
Bud.
Appreciate it. Chris.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, man? What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going by Operation 51.
Operation 51.
Okay. Pretty straightforward.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. 876-3692. If you have a name for Greg and Steven's adventure to Area 51, appreciate it. You can always text in BS in your message 69187. Let's go to Matt.
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, radio.
Yo, Matt, what do you got?
Good morning, guys. How about something along the lines of Steven's probing investigation?
Steven's probing investigation. That's not bad. I guess that's exactly what they're doing. All right, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, very much.
Yep. Got it. Steven's, I'm writing that one down. Steven's probing investigation. Let's go to...
And it's taken me a good few years to kind of get here now to be able to say, I'm Charlie, I'm 29 years old, I'm a gay man, and I'm very comfortable with that.
Yo, Chuck.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Areola 51.
Areola
51. Areola 51.
That's
okay.
Pretty good.
Got it. Areola 51.
Yeah.
Okay. Areola 51. All right. Do we have a Fred intro? I don't think we do. Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
What you got, buddy?
Hey, storm these nuts.
They are nuts out there if they're going.
Storm these nuts.
Absolutely.
Storm,
gotta be crazy.
That's
storm. Can we put it with a D, like D's nuts?
Yeah, storm D's nuts.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Double entendre.
Storm D's nuts. All right, perfect. John.
Yo.
Okay, it is John. Hi, John. What do you got?
Hey, what about felony? That's what they're going to get.
Yeah. Felony.
All right. Thanks,
man. Appreciate it. You can keep it coming here. 876-3692. Fatteries not included. We got Space Door Jam. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
There you go.
You go one day without mentioning the
Space
stupid
Door Jam. Is perfect.
No, it's not. Makes no sense.
That's so good.
No, it doesn't.
Space Door Jam.
Damn it. It's off the text line.
That's great.
301. Let's take a couple more, and then what we'll do is we'll put an order, and then at top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll come back and we'll vote. Here we go. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude, what do you got?
Into the Abyss.
How about Into the Obese?
Into the Obese is perfect.
Into the Obese. He's the only group to come up with.
All right. Your phone's cut out.
Yeah, good phone.
Thank you very much. Into the Obese is hilarious. So. Let's get one more here.
And Matt, good morning. Thank you so much, Radio.
Hey, Matt, how are you, sir? What do you got?
Good. I got Izzy's hairy tank.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I'm running it down. Izzy's hairy tank. It's coming back. Is this the new door jam thing?
I think so.
Oh my God. Izzy's hairy tank. All right, we'll come back. I'm going to put this in order and I'm going to try to decipher what I've written down. If you want to keep getting them in, that's fine. We'll take it, okay? 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message 69187.
Comps Morning. Interviews full of dickery.
Do you have any life goals that you haven't achieved yet?
I wanna be able to talk for 10 minutes without being funny.
Oh, well, I think you've achieved it so far in this interview, so.
BS in the morning.
Excellent.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Download the show's daily podcast on comp.com and iTunes. It's BS in the morning.
Steven, the cleaning guy. Greg Salerno jumping in a vehicle and heading north to Area 51 Friday night. The directions to get there are ridiculous. I always love country directions. So like, you make a left at the stop sign, you drive for 39 miles. There's a gas station on your right.
Mm-hmm.
Go 2 miles past that, and there's the entrance.
You're going to see a pair of used suspenders on the ground. Don't mind those.
Right,
go three clicks north of there.
It is
they're
right.
Always right.
But yeah. You're always driving by. You're like, wait, was that the gas station? Or was that? Do we miss it? What's going? It's
probably
never really
the
accurate.
Only gas station.
Yes. And I'm telling you, I'm excited. I don't think anyone's going to show up. But if you recall, like,
boy,
a couple months
wrong.
Ago, there was 3.5 million people agreeing to, quote, storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us, was the Facebook group. Now there's some sort of festival or something going on up there. I think it's a bit convoluted. And Greg and Steven are going to go up there to investigate what the hell happened. What's going on? Who's there? Get a little man on the street interview, but not on the street in the middle of the desert Friday night. We need a name for this trip that they're going on. Actually, we got a bunch of them so far. Got some off the text line as well, some new ones. I'm going to add them to the list, and then we want you to call in here and vote for what you think the name of the trip should be. Let's see here. Let's see if there's any last-minute stragglers. Two dorks who weigh a ton, storm Area 51. I think it's supposed to rhyme. Prometheus and Blob, says Paul. That's pretty great.
I don't get it.
Yeah, there was a show called Prometheus and Bob.
Oh.
Okay. The show. So it's Prometheus and Blob. Here we go. Here are the options for you to call in here and vote. We have Stephen and Greg's trip to Uranus. We have four extraterrestrials. Probe trip, which I like. I think it's really good. Stephen's probing investigation. Areola 51. Storm D's nuts. Space door jam. This one coming off the text line, submission. It's pretty good. We have Into the Obese. And we have Izzy's Hairy Tank. Those are all the ones that made the cut. I don't know why Izzy's Hairy Tank is back on
either.
There.
I'm not even a part of this.
It doesn't. You are. You're being forced to be a part of this. Time to call in here and vote for what you think should be the name of the trip. 876-3692. You can always text in BS in your message 69187 if you have a vote. What's your favorite? Izzy, we'll start with you.
Probably Into the Obese.
Into the Obese. Greg, what's your favorite?
That's a pretty good one.
Probe Trip is pretty great.
Probe Trip's great, yeah. Yeah, I'd probably go with Into the Obese, too. It's pretty good.
Really?
I mean, I wish there were more about, you know, aliens right. in Area 51. I mean, why are just like, you know.
Probe me.
Like, two fat guys with a sack. Like, I mean, it doesn't even.
Well, I like Storm D's nuts. Speaking of that, I like that.
But that's not even.
Funny.
Okay.
Well, they're nutcases up there.
It's funny
in
a double entendre,
yeah.
But it's like, okay, yeah.
I mean, Space Door Jam is awful.
That's great.
No, that doesn't even
kick the
make
space
sense.
Door jam would be way better.
All right, here we go. Time for you to vote. 876-3692. We doing first to four like we usually do? Sounds good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. BS in the morning. Go ahead, man. What is your vote?
Izzy's Harry Tank.
Good. Izzy's Harry Tank.
So dumb.
Oh boy. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Izzy's Tank.
Oh my God.
Oh, this wins. It's so good.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Izzy's Harry Tank.
So far, clean sweep with three votes. Izzy's Harry Tank is crushing it.
Oh, wow.
BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Izzy's Harry Tank.
Oh, my God. It makes no sense. It's so dumb.
I can't wait for the imaging on this.
We're going to get the voice guy. Greg and Steven wander the desolate wasteland of Izzy's Harry Tank.
God. I still don't get what the tank is.
Oh, my God.
Ah, God, don't worry about it. Ah, Steven and Greg visit where tens of thousands of others have been. Izzy's Harry Tank.
Ah.
This is great. This is by far the best thing that's happened today. All right.
It is.
You've decided, fifth man.
It's not saying a lot, but
no, but Izzy's Harry Tank is now the name of Greg and Steven's trip to Area 51. I can't wait for Friday.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, the Rock Station. The man got you down? Let us help you tell them to f*** off. BS in the morning.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, but you got to take it with a grain of salt. Because this is from RT.com, which is a Russian propaganda site. Okay. They don't tell you that. They expect you to say, oh, it's a real news source, but it's not. So if you get anything off of RT.com, it's like straight from the Kremlin. It's ridiculous. But it's a news about Russia, talking about Russia from Russia, essentially, right? Now, it's all in English, and they try to paint it off like it's real news. It's not. However, they are saying that one of the world's largest virus research centers... Is that coming out of one side? Is it plugged in all the way?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's weird. But one of the world's largest research centers in Siberia reportedly has been engulfed in flames after an explosion rocketed. Now, this has Ebola, HIV. It has other forms of highly deadly strains of viruses. Anthrax is in there. And those strains have now apparently been jettisoned into the air and are now floating around. Now, granted, it's Siberia, which is nice. There's like six people, but we're all connected.
Yeah, it's
now,
like the whole point of Siberia is that it's far away,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. But at the same time, oh, no. So this is not good.
Now it's Siberia.
Hey.
I thought that was a good one. No, nothing.
No.
All right, so I'm gonna be honest. Why is everything coming out of one ear?
Coming out of one side. What's going on,
man?
Hold on. Turn it down because I'm gonna unplug it and plug it back in again.
All right, go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah. Nah, man, it's all coming on my. I love how it says it's coming on my right headphone, and yet the board is saying it's coming out of the left. I'm like, of course it is. Of course, that's how it's wired. Play it again. I want to make sure I'm not making it up.
My emphasis.
Yeah, left. Yeah, it's like your left channel's wrong, and this thing is showing me, and I'm like, why is I only hearing it on my right?
Yeah, it's only coming out of my right.
Right. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
It's on my own computer. It's only coming out of my right.
That means that when you do it. I can see the... Yeah, dude, it's like peeking on the left channel. Hilarious.
Oh, man.
Too funny, dude.
Whatever.
Yeah. I think we found one of the problems.
Jeez.
So is anybody worried about a plague or anything coming out of Russia now?
You're like microdosing. We'll all be immune to all this stuff.
No way, dude. As soon as these things hit humans, we're screwed. I think that's going to kill us before. Obviously, any kind of climate change or an asteroid or anything
anthrax?
Like that. Not anthrax. I'm saying one of these plague viruses.
Yeah.
Knowing Russia and knowing they're like, it's Ebola.
They'll use it to their
HIV.
Advantage.
No, it was probably some lab where they're creating a biological weapon.
Of course.
You know, it's never what they say it is. And they've already said, look, we scrambled emergency services. Everything's contained. This is not contained. Everything they say that it's fixed, not fixed.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay because we have vaccines for all these. They don't have vaccines for all these. It's Russia.
No, they lie about everything. They're liars. They're right. The Russian mafia.
Exactly. So when I see RT.com, which is, a Russian
mafia network.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Saying that it's okay, blah, 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 but there was an explosion. I believe that there was an explosion. I don't think it's okay. One headphone. Right speaker. Yeah.
Man, not only is it's one speaker, it's like all modulated in my ear,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
I wonder if it sounds like that on air.
Yes, I would imagine it does.
Hold on. All right, my mic still works.
What are you, a 90-year-old woman? Your car runs out of gas, all you do is you tap on the dashboard.
Oh, man. I saw a video of a lady trying to put gas on a Tesla the other day that made my whole day.
No.
She was really old. I kind of felt bad.
She's driving the Tesla?
Yeah, man. She parked and got out. Was like looking everywhere. And then she was like holding the pump in her hand. Like, where does it go?
What?
I was like, what, did she just steal this?
We drive the Tesla. No, man.
I don't think diseases are going to make it here, though.
I'm kind of worried about it, guys.
An airborne disease like that would die in the air, though,
No. No. It's going to get on scientists. A scientist is then going to be like, everything's fine. And then go back to, St. Petersburg or whatever.
And he's going to go to a museum out here in Washington, D.C.
How does he get from Siberia to St. Petersburg? Takes a plane. He's on the plane with other people. Right. Now it's spread. Within 6 days, it's global. Dude, this is how it happens.
Dies in the air.
Doesn't die in the air.
Isn't that how Ebola came to us?
Ebola?
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody brought it on a plane. Right. Yeah.
Like everyone was dying.
Ebola came from monkeys.
No, but the lady flew out here on a plane.
Yeah, then she came.
Yeah. But I mean, Ebola, Ebola's been around since they're like.
Okay, but remember that huge outbreak
where everyone was dying?
Yes, Izzy, I understand. Sparks is being a dum-dum.
Look, I read the book called The Hot Zone.
I don't care what
back
book
in the early
read.
90s, they were testing monkeys in D.C. that had
okay,
Ebola.
Great. But
Izzy
this literally
was talking
just happened
about
a few years
the most
ago.
Recent case yes. when the lady came on an airplane.
So no, Ebola died. Won't die on an airplane.
Hold on. Okay.
Oh, wait, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fixed it, Greg.
God.
Good job. Should I just tap the other speaker?
Can we just tap out from this working? Break?
I'm about to tap out of life. We're all about to die of Ebola. It's the scariest virus there is, dude. You know what it does? Is it melts your organs.
That's
it
awesome.
It liquefies your insides, and you bleed out of every orifice. That's what Ebola does. So if that's coming...
Oh, come on. You make it sound so bad.
It's horrible, dude. I'm talking about every orifice. You are liquefying your organs. It heats it up to the part where they're unsustainable. Isn't that nuts?
This is your month.
What?
I'm saying, is it your month?
Yes.
All right, write it down.
What did I say?
I don't know.
Yeah, who cares?
This break is...
I'm not letting go of this break. This is important.
You have just murdered this break.
Oh, thanks.
Congratulations.
Super modulated only one channel guy.
This break has just died.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Decent Radio.
Thank you, person yelling at me.
Yeah, just
overmodulated voice guy.
Let me just go now.
No, we're going to stay here until you admit that it is not.
Okay, fine. Yeah, yep. We're all terrified. We're all going to die. Okay.
Yay.
See ya.
I feel better now.
All right.
See, I feel better.
Goodbye.
BS in the morning on Comp 92.3, the rock station. No BS.
Can't beat it. Thank you, dog over in the corner.
Yes, I'm like a ventriloquist now with this thing.
Yeah.
I'm Terry Fader Theater.
We gotta fix that. Two tickets up for grabs. Monster Jam. Caller number 20 right now. Good luck. 876-3692. They're going to be at Sam Boyd Stadium. And by they, I mean Monster Jam. Friday, October 11th. Last time they were in town, sold out. Completely sold out. Hot ticket. Good luck to you. Fun. Bring the kids. Watch things get crushed. I don't think anything more American. It's great. You know what's great? But Super Hill Jack, by the way. But I love it. Demolition Derby. Have you ever been to one of those?
No, I've seen it.
Dude, like it's on TV. So awesome. So awesome. You just pick a car, and then they just smash into each other for an hour.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You don't need to get it. There's nothing to get.
Oh.
One car will last. The rest of them will break down.
Some. Okay.
Yeah. And you got to watch out for the station wagons because they drive them in reverse. They got that fat ass. Just destroy. It's fun to watch. I recommend it. So here's what I say. Tomorrow, Kathleen Madigan is on the show. Comedian. She's going to be over at the Mirage on Friday. Should be a fun time talking to her. She's always a funny lady. Been a comedian for a very long time. I wanted to ask her what's going on with SNL, firing that guy. What's her opinion? What's her thoughts on that? It's a hot topic right now. That should be fun. And then, Greg, we got to figure out what you and Steven are going to be doing. We didn't do that part today. According to the fifth man, what do they want you to do while you're down there?
Yeah.
In the desert. As you say, roaming around with tens of thousands of other people.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot
of fun. That's what you said.
A lot of fun, okay, I'm telling you.
That's what you're thinking. I'm thinking there's going to be less than 100. I honestly think there's going to be 6 people.
No.
That That's probably ridiculous. Live
How
there.
How could you possibly think that? It's ridiculous.
Because the whole thing is so convoluted.
No.
It's not like an actual event.
Yes, it is.
And no, it's like 9 different events, 6 different people. They canceled it. The original guy pulled out.
Well, that's your problem.
What is going on with your stupid right speaker sound effects? This whole thing's off the rails today. 876-3692. Let's find out who's on the phone.
We want you, Shane.
Okay. Greg, please. It sounds like garbage.
Sounds awful.
Shane.
Yeah.
Here's your no BS question.
Hey, Shane.
I don't think he could hear you with that plane. Okay.
Hey, Shane the Pegger.
I don't think it's Shane.
Oh, it's not?
It's just normal Shane.
Shane. Shane.
Hello?
Shane. Shane.
Shane.
Shane.
Let's go to the next
one. Boy, this is a real shame.
Shane.
Shane.
I hear him.
You do?
Shane.
I just heard something.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hey, where'd
you go?
I don't know. I hear about every other one of you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
No, this isn't going to work, Shane.
Just do it real quick. You might be able
All right.
To.
Shane, pick a name.
Shane!
Hey. What?
Greg, he said?
Shane.
No one can say we didn't try. That's longer than we've given. It's longer than we'll give Kathleen Madigan tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Ron!
How you doing?
Hey, there's a phone connection for you. Ron, here's your no BS question. Good luck.
Shane.
No, it's Ron.
Oh, sorry. Ron, this BS show member had a trip for the show named after them today. Was it myself, Sparks, or Izzy?
I would have to go with Izzy.
Hey,
nice.
You got it.
My God.
Good job.
Good job. You get a grizzly bear for that.
Hold on there, Ron. All right, there you go. That's nice. A grizzly bear is good.
Yeah, especially in your right ear.
Yeah, it's great. Right on the right side. Watch out. That's it for the show. It should be a fun one tomorrow. Make sure you listen up. And look, I hope you have a great day. All right, we'll see you then.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's over now. America.